All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
It was game two of a four-game set between the Yankees and the Oakland Athletics. Marcus Stroman on the mound looking to continue his great start to the season, but would he get any help from the struggling Yankees offense? My recap, your reactions, coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium. New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
Funny comment right off the bat here. Chase Zarowski says, give Clay the belt for keeping my blood pressure at ease. Good idea. We'll see. Make your belt votes known in the comments. Welcome back, everybody. Baseball's a funny game. You know, you get shut out 2 out of 3 games. And then tonight, you score 4 runs in the bottom of the first inning against a pitcher who comes in with an ERA around 1. And then don't score again. That's baseball, Susan. Problem with playing the A's is that if you beat the A's, everybody's like, well, it's the A's. You're supposed to beat them, or you barely beat the A's. And if you lose, it's a gut punch. No gut punch tonight, thankfully. Yankees, take a close one. Hey, before we get to the recap, sounds like DJ LeMahieu's rehab kicked off and lasted exactly 1 inning. He had 1 at bat. He went out to play the field, and then he exited with foot pain. Now, you might remember they pushed back his rehab a few days because they weren't confident that he was healed and fully ready. And now he's going to be shut down again. And I'm not counting on him coming back anytime soon. Some guys heal slower than other guys, especially certain parts of the body. And he's had a problem with his feet for years. And so I'm just not counting on him healing quicker. Anybody who is in their 30s or later knows that you begin to heal slower and slower each year. And I hope he gets better soon, but I'm not counting on DJ LeMahieu. Honestly, it might be one of those next level phantom IL situations where they hype him coming back and then they pull him aside and say, hey, this DJ kid is playing pretty good over there. You want to take a couple more weeks off? That honestly might be what happened. You know, maybe they saw he wasn't swinging the bat well or wasn't moving around well, and they're like, let's let the kid play a little bit, see what he's got. Still no Oswald Peraza either, expecting him back at some point this summer. So, pretty cool moment before the game. Anthony Volpe picked up his Gold Glove Award. If you missed it, I put it into the rotating highlight reel that goes throughout the show, so it'll be around a few times. Decent but not amazing outing from Marcus Stroman. You see, gives up a couple of home runs, but he also had 9 strikeouts. He had the slider working. Pitched well enough to win. 4-run first inning for the Yankees. Big double from Big G. Short porch home run from Anthony Rizzo. Better at bats tonight from Aaron Judge, who also made an outstanding catch in the bottom of the 8th inning. So we'll talk about all of that. Offense was not a lot better tonight, honestly. They only had 5 hits. They were out hit 7-5 by the Athletics. Austin Wells, somebody that I'm starting to get concerned with, took the collar again tonight, hitting 086. Other than that, we didn't have a ton of hits. I mean, Volpe was 1-for-3, Soto 1-for-4, Judge 1-for-3 with a hit by pitch, Stanton 1-for-4 with the big double, Rizzo 1-for-3 with the 2-run home run. Torres, another really bad night. He's hitting 186. He's got a 499 OPS. Something's not right. Something is not right. I know it's cold, but time to get going, my friend. Time to get going. Cabrera 0-for-3 tonight. He's coming back down to earth, hitting 278. But he's been playing pretty decent over there at third base. So looks like the chat is filling up a little bit.
All right, let's go.
Let's get to the blow-by-blow. A's jumped out to an early 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning. Soto dove for a ball. He was trying to make the catch and end the inning, but came up a little bit short. Not going to bust his chops over that. It's a competitive play, a lot of effort, just didn't quite get there. Bottom one, made up for it, in my opinion. Line drive single. Aaron Judge had a quality at bat. He was spitting on some close pitches. His swing looked much more under control. Ended up chopping a ball down the third baseline for a double, but just more comfortable at bats all night long. Even though he fouled off a couple of hangers down the middle, you could tell he's getting close. He hit one hard to the warning track. He's getting there. Stanton came up big in the first inning. Big two-run double. 111 miles an hour off the bat. I tell you what, when he hits them, they are scorched. And Chase says that Big G should stand a little bit closer to the plate. I'm not going to question the man because he took a fastball to the face one time. And I know he likes to pull off, like he opens up a lot, so he stays a little bit closed to kind of counteract that. It's kind of like how, you know, I slice when I'm golfing. You know, I got a little bit of slice, so I open my stance a little bit and correct for the slice. I think he's kind of doing the same thing with his batting stance. Anthony Rizzo, big reminder in the first inning that nobody beats the Riz.
There it goes! See ya! See ya!
92-mile-an-hour fastball. And he hits it over the LED 777 slot machine sign. Two-run shot, second home run of the season. And, you know, what's funny is Paul Blackburn came into this game with an ERA just above one and was dealing. And the Yankees were all over him in the first inning. Four runs. A's did answer right back with a solo home run off of Stroman. Judge had another good at-bat in the second inning. The announcers were talking about it. I mean, he took a couple of very close pitches. Swing just seemed to be less disjointed, ended up hitting a hard fly out to right field. He also smoked one of the warning track later in the game. So, you know, I think later this summer, when he's smashing home runs, it might not even be that long from now, a couple of weeks, maybe a month, when he's smashing home runs at a regular basis, I don't think anybody's going to be thinking about this slow start. And he's starting to show the signs, the indicators now that he's coming out of it. Everybody starts to show indicators when they're coming out of a slump. So for Gleyber Torres, when he starts hitting line drives over the second baseman's head and hits a couple of line drives down the right field line, and he does that about three or four times in the span of a couple of games, then you know he's coming out of it. Then you know the home runs are coming because he'll start driving the ball the other way, you know, out of the ballpark. And then they're going to try and come inside on him, and he's going to start pulling it. And hopefully that'll get him going. But he is off to a brutal, brutal start. So Stroman, he got porched again in the fourth, second solo home run that he allowed in the night. He also picked up his sixth and seventh strikeouts that inning, though. So it was a bit of an up and down night for him. Good stuff, but few pitches out over the plate that got hammered. Pitch count was relatively elevated. He only went 5 1/3. We're still struggling to get any decent length out of anybody but Nestor, really. Nestor's had a couple of long starts, and then Rodon. Had a long start yesterday, but it was wasted. But, you know, five starts, so basically, you know, 1/6 of the way through the season, if you figure he makes 30 starts, which the Yankees are definitely hoping that he does. He's got a 2.93 ERA. He's got 28 strikeouts in 27 and 2/3 innings, so more than a strikeout per inning, basically a strikeout an inning. He's walked 10 batters. He's given up four home runs. Two of them were tonight. Final line, 5 1/3 innings. He allowed 7 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned, 1 walk and 9 strikeouts. And you just take a look at what he's done this year. He gets a lot of ground balls. He gets double plays. You know, he moves the ball in and out with movement. And I think we have to be pretty much satisfied with what he's given us so far through 5 starts. I think it's basically all we could have hoped for Marcus Stroman to this point. Dr. Hitskin says, respect to DJ, but the battery is dead. Womp, 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 womp. Caleb Ferguson actually did a very nice job out of the bullpen today. He's been ass lately. Every time he comes in the game, my ulcer starts to act up. Dennis Santana got through the eighth with a little bit of a help from Aaron Judge, who ran down a ball in center field, made a very nice play.
So you're still master of your domain.
Yes. Yes, I am.
The Yankees threatened in the eighth. Volpe got hit by a pitch. Judge got hit by a pitch. But they did not score. Unfortunately, a wasted opportunity. Clay Holmes came in for the ninth. Worked an easy inning. He's got 9 saves and a 0 ERA so far. Yankees, even the series. Take it away, Mr. John Sterling.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
Jonathan H. says, let's go Rangers. It is a good time to be a New York fan. I mean, the Yankees are near the top of the division. They're playing well. The Mets are actually surprisingly good this year. The Rangers, obviously in the playoffs. Knicks with the miracle win last night. I listened to Mike Francesa's podcast about it. And I mean, I'm not even a huge basketball fan, but I'm rooting hard for the Knicks. And I love listening to Mike Francesa, you know, talk New York sports. So he's always going to be one of my favorites. I know a lot of you guys don't like him, but anyway, belt candidates tonight. So we had the 2-run home run from Rizzo. We had a solid outing from Stroman, but not quite a quality start. 2-run double from Stanton to get it started. Judge hit a double, had much better at bats, but we don't give belts out for solid at bats. We give them for dingers. Anthony Rizzo, for those of you listening. By the way, if you're listening, last night we uploaded the wrong podcast the day before its file, so we uploaded that. If you missed it, we uploaded it this morning. Just a misfire, a misclick, and yeah, we should be good to go right now. But good game for Rizzo, big two-run shot. And we had another comment here about how Wells worked a walk. So maybe baby steps, and then some comments about his defense. His framing has improved. His framing is pretty good. I mean, the Yankees have some good defensive catchers. I'm not worried at all about the defensive side from the Yankees. But Wells, you know, I don't know if he plays enough to really get out of that slump. If I were the Yankees, I were Aaron Boone. I almost said Joe Girardi. Wow. If I were Aaron Boone, I would probably start Wells a couple of days in a row to try and get him going. But the problem with that is that Jose Trevino's been swinging a hot bat. Hit a home run in Cleveland. He had that line drive to give the Yankees the lead in Toronto. I mean, he had a hit yesterday. He's been swinging the bat pretty well. And he's a Platinum Glove winning catcher. So the Yankees actually have a decent problem with having two good defensive catchers. You'd like one of them to get going. You'd like Wells to be dangerous. And I think Wells will be dangerous. And I don't think that the Yankees have anybody else they can go to now that Ben Roethlisberger is playing with the Rays. So I just think he's going to get a chance to keep running out there, probably not on as regular basis as he would like, but he'll get it going. Let's watch through the highlights again now because we got about 700 people in the chat might have missed it. So Stroman, you see, getting the movement, pitching to the edges of the zone. That was a nice pitch there, a slider to get the strikeout. And then you see the movement going away from the lefty, scares the pigeon off, gets the ground out. This was the dive from Soto, trying to make an aggressive play. Not going to blame him there. It did cost the Yankees a run, but they survived it. You see again there, Stroman pitching 90 miles an hour right on the black. Base hit from Juan Soto. He's just got such a beautiful swing. Let's take a look at that swing. Ball tailing away, and he just nice and easy. So Judge actually didn't rip this ball. It was a double, but he chopped it. This one was ripped by Giancarlo. 111 off the bat, hits the warning track. You know, some ballparks, that's probably gone. You know, might have gone through the wall at Fenway, but smoked and moving pretty well out of the box, I got to say. He doesn't run very fast, but he's moving better. He doesn't look quite as much like Frankenstein. Here's the home run from Rizzo, about four rows deep. And we'll take a look at the swing. Gets the hands in. It's an up and in pitch. And he pulls the hands in and just barrels it up. Nice piece of hitting. I think he knew it right away. Crowd seemed a little iffy. You know, 385 wasn't a nuke. 98.4 off the bat. But that will get it done at Yankee Stadium. This is the shot to right center field home run from Langeliers, Shea Langeliers. That was a freaking nuke. And then this is the golfed home run from Butler into the first row. Slider to get Geloff. And then Aaron Judge making the great running play. Nice job, Aaron Judge. Yankees, take this one. Jairus McClure says, first time I've seen Ferguson look like a major league pitcher.
I'm be over here like winning.
Paris Grubbs says, who leaves the rotation when Cole comes back, or do they go with a six-man? Kind of doubt it. I doubt the six-man thing because it would thin out the bullpen a little bit. I've been thinking more about this because I'm surprised that all of our starters have been healthy thus far. I think it's going to come down to two guys, Clark Schmidt or Luis Gil. Now, Luis Gil is still coming back from Tommy John surgery, but he has shown flashes of being like an ace level pitch, Nolan Ryan type stuff. That includes the walks. But he's just so hard to make decent contact off of. He doesn't give up home runs. He hasn't given up a home run yet this year. He's got 29 strikeouts in, I believe, 19 and two-thirds innings. But then you got Clark Schmidt, who's pitching pretty well, but doesn't seem to get past about five and a third, five and two-thirds before he runs out of gas. So ideally, one of those guys would go to the pen and be a multi-inning guy. Now, I think fastball-wise, Luis Gil going to the pen, yeah, strikeout machine, but he also walks too many guys, and you don't necessarily want that out of the pen. Clark Schmidt has pitched in the pen for the Yankees before, and he generally gives you at least one or two trips through the order where he's pretty solid. I really think he could fill that Mike King role much better than they were, you know, than Loaisiga can because he's hurt. Loaisiga was, you know, being counted on to be that guy, but he just can't stay healthy, and he's out with the elbow injury. His Yankees career might be done. So the Yankees need to backfill that role. So to me, it comes down to Clark Schmidt or Luis Gil, and I think I would vote for Clark Schmidt. I think I want to see what Luis Gil can do if you let him mature as a pitcher. And look, he's going to have Garrett Cole working with him. As you know, Cole was a guy who came up with the same type of stuff, 100-mile-an-hour fastball, but he was always able to command it. He's going to be able to communicate, hopefully, to Luis Gil how to make the adjustments to help him command the ball a little bit better. And one thing we saw from Luis Gil last time was that he would dial it up when he needed to, but he would also pitch at like 95, 96 and just dot strikes. And he only had one walk through the first five and a third innings. I think with the right adjustments, Luis Gil could be that, you know, second ace level pitcher. Louis Penafiel with the super chat says, Wells needs more consecutive at bats. It's as simple as that. Yeah, I think you start him for two or three games and he'll start hitting, but, you know, does that cool off Trevino? It's a tough call. It's a tough, tough call. Maurizio says, flashback to when Schmidt gave up that walk-off hit to the Guardians a couple of years ago. So, interesting thing about that, it was on a four-seam fastball. He doesn't even throw a four-seam fastball anymore. He throws the cutter pretty much exclusively as his fastball. Gregory Wayne wants to go with the six-man rotation. I think that would have worked better if you had Yamamoto in the rotation. Like, if you have a Japanese pitcher who's used to going once a week, I think that works out well. If you still had Tanaka, that works out well. I miss having a Japanese pitcher. They've always got the splitter. They're always fun to watch. I really wished we had gotten Yamamoto, but he's not off to the greatest start with the Dodgers. So maybe the Yankees dodged a bullet right there. The Mets beat him pretty good the other day. David Paez says, Cole speeding up his recovery, says he feels good. Hopefully that goes well. I agree. Hopefully it comes sooner rather than later. We need him. And the save situation, frequent call-in guest says, I want Cole to take his time. So of every opinion, there's multiple viewpoints, always. Let's wrap it up. Couple questions, couple comments. Tommy Higgs says, do you think Verdugo should slide into the leadoff spot? Not yet. I think Volpe's coming around. I think we got to let the weather heat up. Let's look at everything Memorial Day. You know, that's the great thing about doing this show.
Game over,
is I'm here pretty much every day. Not pretty much. I'm here every day in some capacity, unless the Yankees are rained out or whatnot. And so, you know, we have a chance to watch the season unfold in a way where we notice trend lines, we notice the ups and downs, and, you know, we have all these kind of mile markers where we can take a look and evaluate the team. You know, it's fun to look at the first 3 weeks, but that's really still too small a sample size. I want to look at the team after about 6 weeks. Memorial Day, you know, third weekend. I don't know what day it is this year. It's usually around my birthday, which is May 25th. If you want to send me anything, preferably, you know, Ferrari Testarossa would be nice. But, you know, around Memorial Day, you get a good idea of, you know, what you have as a team. Weather has started to heat up. Balls flying out of the ballpark. I'd say if Labor Day comes around and Gleyber Torres isn't hitting, then you start looking at, you know, options at second base. I'd say Labor Day comes around and, you know, Clark Schmidt still can't get past the sixth inning. You know, maybe when Cole comes back, he slides into the bullpen. You know, it's going to be interesting. I don't think we're going to make any major changes to the lineup right now. It's going to be tough to get Volpe out of that leadoff spot because when he's on, he's very dangerous, very dangerous. Dr. Hitskins is a fan of the voicemail show.
Absolutely, hey.
So a reminder, call in 718-899-1068. Doing voicemails the mornings after each game this year. It's part of my morning routine now. I love getting up and listening to you guys. I drink my coffee while I'm listening to the voicemails. If I can get to them all. This morning we had 65 voicemails. I could only listen to about 20 of them, and I was like, all right, I got to take the best, you know, best seven or eight at that point. But keep calling in because there are some good takes. There's some bad ones too. I'm not going to lie. There's some bad ones. We had a trade judge bad one today. Not going to happen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Yankees win this one. I'll see you next time.